Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to John Dooley, the editor from the Mildura Weekly. I must say, a very patient John Dooley, the editor from the Mildura Weekly. How are you, John?
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am very, very good. Yes, I do want to talk to you this week.
Oh, thank you. I thought I'd been cancelled, as they say these days, last week. But anyway, good to be back with you.
again, I've got to publicly do this. John, I am sorry about last week. I really am.
I understand. These automation systems are terrifying.
They are terrifying. They certainly are terrifying. Let's dive into this. And, of course, the Mildura Weekly available all over the place, and we'll get to that in a minute. But help wanted, the Yalta citrus growers' labour shortage dilemma. How's that going? What's the story about?
Yeah, so I heard from a Michael Hammett from Yalta. He's a citrus grower out there. In fact, Anne Webster got in touch with me, and she had put a post on her Facebook, which... absolutely got, I think in about half an hour, it had about 1,300 responses, maybe not that quickly, but it was a huge issue. The long and short of it is, and it's not something that's new, that these people just can't get labour to help them pick their crops. And I went out there last Friday and met Michael and took some photographs, which you'll see in the paper. There's beautiful fruit is dropping to the ground, just going to rot there unless you can get it off the trees and quickly. Just through Anne's post, he did start to get some people calling him. So literally as I was there were people turning up to work. So I hope things are going well for him. But one of the big problems is, of course, the ag visa that the coalition, the former government, had fought to get into place was starting to get traction, and there were workers scheduled to come from Vietnam and other places. But the Labor Party in office have cancelled that. They are expanding the Pacific Australia Labor Mobility Plan to bring workers from the Pacific Islands and so on. So look, it's a bit of a mess. Of course, it all stems back to that jolly COVID problem when we couldn't get a normal cohort of backpackers. You know, there used to be about 35,000 young people come to Australia and help pick crops. So but look, it's just terrible to see. You know, beautiful, and it's a bumper crop this year as well.
So
anyway, look, hopefully that Michael and other growers, it's not just Michael, and we point that out, can get their fruit picked.
Well, myself, like so many others here in Sunraysia, grew up on a grape property that was surrounded by, orange orchards, and it's one of those sad views, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. So we hope that situation's rectified soon.
Yeah, let's hope so. Look, everyone's heard of Postman Pat, but if you're in Redcliffs, you've probably heard of Postman Jeff, right? His last ride.
Yeah, Jeff Frankel had been working for Australia Post in one form or another for 52 years. He left school in 1971 to take up his first job at the age of 16 in Irimple. And he's been working in Redcliffs at the mail distribution centre there for many, many years. And, I was out there last Friday morning and he literally came back from his last round at about 10 o'clock, and the team there, and you can see a photo of them on page 4, gave him a sort of a guard of honour and cheered him into the warehouse there. And so, look, he said to me, look, he's leaving his job. He's sorry to be leaving his job. He loves it, and they're sorry to see him go. But he's still got a lot to do. He's got a 15-acre hobby farm, as he calls it, with all sorts of things. And he and his wife, Anne, have the a cuppa and crafts on the corner. That's that big store, you know, in Redcliffs there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
As you go through town. So, yeah, that'll keep him busy. But, yeah, no, nice story. And, he'll be sadly missed by all and sundry, I imagine.
He certainly will. And normally they say on your bike, but in this case it's off your bike, Jeff.
<That's right.
laughs> American Independence Day the other day, there was a flag raising here in Sunraysia.
Yeah, I didn't realise that this took place each year, but Bill Dolan's got in touch with me and said that they'd be doing that. And so bright and early on Monday morning, I popped down there to McDeacon Avenue, just opposite the George Chafee statue, and but it might be W.B. Chafee, I should say. But anyway, that's the Mildura Sister City Association.
Now,
we have a Sister City Association with the city of Upland in California, and Upland is a place similar to Mildura in the sense that the Chafee brothers developed an irrigation system there and settlement, growing citrus and grapes and all sorts of things, and then came to Australia. So yeah, up went the stars and stripes, the American flag, and the city of Upland flag, and yeah, it was very interesting. And one of the members of the association, Edward Lloyd, gave us an interesting talk about the history of American Independence Day, and it was interesting to see. And so you can see those photos on page 12.
Beautiful. Now, look, unfortunately, we're running out of time here. I did want to talk about the fact that millennials are moving to Mildura. That's what the data is showing. But, of course, people can read about that in the Mildura Weekly. Where can they pick the Mildura Weekly up?
Yeah, as we always say, more than 20,000 copies delivered free to homes throughout Sunraysia and selected outlets. So you'll be easy to find one.
Yeah, there's plenty around now. As soon as I get off air, I'll go and pick up the one that was delivered to the station here, sitting out the front there waiting for me.
Good on you. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much for that, John. I will talk to you next week, incidentally, too.
Look forward to it.
Thanks for that, John. That's John Dooley, the editor of the Mildura Weekly.